Welcome to the Exec MBA podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So in this episode, I'd like to feature an interview I recently recorded with Colin Hood and Teja Boy. Colin and Teja are both Executive Format students in our class of 2019, and they are leaders in our Executive Student Investment Fund, or ESIF, as it is more commonly known. So the Executive Student Investment Fund is one of six student organizations we have in our Executive MBA program, and I recently sat down with Colin and Teja to talk about the Executive Student Investment Fund, their goals for the organization in the coming year, now that they're entering their second year in the program, what they've enjoyed about being Executive Format students, and what they've learned over their past year at Darden. So without further ado, my conversation with Colin and Teja. Colin, Teja, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so Colin, we'll start with you. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brett. So my name is Colin Hood, I live in Richmond, Virginia. I'm in the class 2019 Executive MBA program. I'm a management consultant by profession, which so actually not coming from an investment management or finance background, but really heavily involved in the Executive Student Investment Fund, or what we call the ESIF, and serve as the CEO of that fund. So work with the executive team and work with Teja and his team on some of the investments.
All right, Teja.
Hey, Brett, I'm Teja Boy. I am in the Executive MBA program. I'm going into my second year now. I work with Colin in the Executive Student Investment Fund. My role is Chief Investment Officer. I live in Maryland and I work in Northern Virginia for an investment firm as a research analyst.
All right. So you both have already foreshadowed it a little bit. I invited you to the podcast to talk about the Executive Student Investment Fund, one of six student organizations we now have in the Executive MBA program. That's a relatively recent phenomenon, having student organizations in this program. And ESIF, the Executive Student Investment Fund, is the first student organization we ever had. So started by, I guess, members of the class of 2017. 2016. So for our listeners who are less familiar with the organization, tell us just a little bit more about what ESIF is all about.
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. Happy to do that. And I think you hit some important kind of elements of our organization. So one, it's a student club. So all student run, as one would expect. We really break our team, our executive team, into two halves. We've got kind of an operations team, which really their primary objective is to get the club off the ground and make sure that it's not only running functionally and smoothly, but that a lot of our classmates get opportunities to participate. Then we've got the investment side of the house, which is actively managing the portfolio and really advising the broader team on the investments that we hold. I think what's really exciting about the organization is there's a lot of different ways to be involved. You've got more of the kind of intensive experience where you really get the full learning kind of experiences from actually running the organization. And those are the roles that we have. And along with some of our other classmates, we actually give an opportunity for four credit participation. So we have some classmates who really do want to learn this skill set and they want to be involved. So they take that route. But I think what's even really exciting and something we're trying to increase participation of in this year is the non-credit option, which is for a lot of students who, I think a lot of people on a broad spectrum think these are important skills and they want to have an opportunity to learn them and to do it through the way we learn a lot of things at Darden, really interactive and engaging. So we've got an opportunity for our classmates to also participate in stock pitches and learn from that process.
So Teja, so yeah. Colin is the CEO of the organization. What's your role within the organization?
So I'm the Chief Investment Officer. My main role is to work with portfolio managers in executing on our investment mandate. So our mandate is set out to us explicitly by the Darden Foundation. And so we have an investment policy statement that guides our work. And so we are trying to execute. And for example, some of the guidelines specify how much we can hold in terms of cash and give us some sort of broad range for diversification of the portfolio so we're not over-concentrated in any one particular stock or any one particular sector. And so what we've been trying to do, we just took over this portfolio from the previous committee that just graduated, and so what we want to bring to the Executive Investment Fund is sort of a much more disciplined approach to investment, and we want to create an investment framework and some guidelines for stock pitches and some guidelines for finding great business ideas to invest in. And so we are in the initial stages of that process, and we're hoping to execute on that over the next 1 to 2 months and create a good foundation for bringing in the rest of the DAD and student community and being involved with ISIF.
So, Colin, you mentioned that you work in management consulting, and yet you're involved with the Executive Student Investment Fund. What drew you to the student organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's really kind of two things. One, I really wanted to learn the skills. So I think I had a really natural curiosity, as I think a lot of our classmates have as well. So I think it was an opportunity to actually participate in those things, kind of a disciplined, structured way. So, and it aligns really well with the rest of the Dartmouth curriculum. So, well, we just left from a finance class today and on a lot of the concepts that we're going to be talking about in our weekly meetings. And I think the second piece is just another opportunity to work with people in the program that we're not working with in our maybe our learning team or our specific class. So this is another group of people that have been similar either skill sets or similar interests. And it's just another opportunity to learn from them and in a lot of different professions. So I mean, I love being a management consultant, but I spend a lot of time with other management consultants. So it really is great to get an opportunity to spend time, whether they come from that world of investment management or they come from a different industry like myself.
Antija, you work in finance, right? So, you know, talk about what it's like to be part of this organization as someone who obviously already does this for a living and is heavily involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because most people would think, why would you be involved in this if you already have the experience, you're already in the industry? I think the way I perceive my being here in this program in the first place was to come and learn from other people's perspective. And so my involvement in the Executive Investment Fund is a continuation of that goal of being here with other people who don't have, you know, a deep finance background and getting their perspective, not in terms of and running an investment fund, also running an organization. And so this is for me, this is also a great learning experience. As much as you would think, oh, you know, TJ is the experienced investment guy who's going to be teaching everyone about investment, I first and foremost view this as a learning experience as well. And even in the realms of investment, I believe that I can gain from the perspective of other students, you know, who are thinking of investment from perspective that I wouldn't have thought about, you know, some of these business sectors and some of these specific and specific companies.
So you talked about getting your classmates involved, right, and sort of not for credit options, stock pitches, that sort of thing. Talk a little bit more about that. Have they taken you up on that offer? Is it a little early to say? I mean, do you anticipate that you'll be hearing from your classmates on some ideas that they have?
So we're really excited about kind of the momentum that we've had over the last few weeks. So we're going to roll out something a little bit different this year than they've done in the past. So one of the great things about the program is we can take advantage of different types of learning technology. And in the past, they've done a great job at that. So a lot of the stock pitches, which is really the fundamental way as a non-credit participant to engage the fund, is through a stock pitch. And that was done remotely. And we had faculty join the pitch and help provide that guidance and that critique. And that was a really cool experience. But we really do think we can take that up to the next level and build on kind of the way we do everything in the format, which is how do we put in a format where you can really maximize what you're learning, but do it in the most kind of realistic, reasonable way, given all the other things we have going on in our lives. So we're actually going to embed those into our in-person experiences. So we're going to take the time and some of our upcoming residencies informally as a group. So this is another example of that kind of student-run element. And we're going to host these stock pitches. So we've already gathered a lot of interest. We had a few interest meetings about it, and people are going to self-sort themselves into teams. They're going to select stocks per the framework. So very real life situation that we're trying to model. And they're going to do these pitches in front of their peers. We're going to continue to invite faculty who have that professional lens that they want to contribute. So we think it's going to be something pretty cool, and we hope people will get a lot out of it. But also think it's going to align really well with the existing curriculum and everything else that people are trying to juggle.
I mean, there's been a strong expression of interest. The first day we announced announced the start of the new Executive Student Investment Fund. We made a public announcement at the start of a lecture here in the Roslyn cohort, and we had over 20 people that have expressed some soft interest, and they're just waiting for us to have the structure in place for them to be involved, whether through stock pitches. And the other thing that we've been thinking about in terms of engagement is bringing prominent people from the world of investment to come and talk about their experience and their views about several aspects of investments to the wider student body.
Well, it's great to see both of y'all involved in the leadership capacity of the student organization, because Colin, you're in our Charlottesville section. Tija, you're in the Roslyn section. So talk about maybe that cross-sectional collaboration. How does that work? How do you facilitate that?
Yeah, so I think that's really one of the more exciting. We were speaking about that the other day. So our board's about half and half. So we actually, a lot of our day-to-day work of running the organization is done, through kind of virtually for the most part. And we use digital collaboration tools just like you do at work. I mean, yeah, it's just
another program.
Yes, absolutely. So, and for a lot of the other aspects of the program, as we engage and we start to implement the stock pitches, and those will be in person, we have no grand plans. We're through the process of learning how to implement this, of still involving both cohorts in that. And that would typically involve a live camera. And we've got someone in Charlottesville doing the pitch, but people in Roslyn still get to watch it and interact. So, in full disclosure, that is one of the things that people are most excited about with the stock pitches. So people like engaging with the other cohort. There's a lot of great opportunities to do that now. So we're excited to add one of those.
And one of the things that this committee is determined to build, to foster, is very, very good interpersonal relationship amongst the members of the Executive Student Investment Committee. We believe that is very important to be able to have a strong working team, and also in being able to execute on some of the ideas that we have. We think technology has provided us the flexibility of being able to do video pitching, video meetings. But we also believe like developing a very strong personal relationship amongst the executive members would be very important. Just last night we had I had dinner with Sandeep and Claude, who are the portfolio managers, and both of them are in the Charlottesville section. So we are really making efforts to really build that personal relationship amongst them, amongst the executive members.
Yeah, it's interesting. So there's a related student organization, the Entrepreneurship Group, would do pitch nights as well. So it's nice to see this sort of organicism. It really got started, I think, with that group, with the class of 2018, the class that just graduated, Charlottesville and Roslyn section students doing pitches, entrepreneurs sort of coming together, talking about things that they were either working on or interested in. It's nice to see that sort of parallelism with what you're doing, and then you're trying to take it to the next level, right, with the virtual component. So other goals you have for the year? It sounds like you already have some pretty big things in the works, but other things you hope to accomplish over this next year?
Yeah, I think our goals are kind of in two categories. We've got the day-to-day, and we want to make sure the fund is run really well and that we learn from that experience. And I think, so that's really kind of keeping on course. I think our second goal is, as we said, we've talked a lot about stock pitches. There's going to be other ways we're going to try to get people involved, but I think shifting the organization to make sure there's lots of different opportunities for people to get engaged and really have that learning experience from their peers. I think that would be our big goal. We often have this lofty goal of having 50% of our classmates engage in some way, and hopefully through a stock pitch. I think that's, we say it's lofty. I think we're gonna get there. But we've got a year to go, and I think that it's gonna be exciting.
So from the investment side, I mean, we're working on the basis that we have limited time, and so we are trying to do the most that we can do with the 1 year that we have. And so we think the best thing that we can do is leave a legacy of a good process, of a good structure, and help successive executives that are going to be coming after us to build upon it and make in the years ahead a much bigger fund, a much more successful fund in terms of student engagement and satisfaction with engaging with ESIF. So in the concrete steps that we've set up over the next 3 to 4 months is to So clean up the portfolio, the existing portfolio that we have, you know, and set up an investment framework, and then set up some guidelines for stock pitches. I think if we can execute on that, then it's easier to do everything else that we have in mind.
Do you, both of you anticipate doing the four credit option or TBD on that one?
It's TBD for me. For me, it's a passion, you know, to be involved with investments, a passion to learn, and I mean, if it comes with credits, that's fine, but that's not the ultimate goal.
Yep. Very well said. Yeah, so I agree wholeheartedly, and we've got a lot of really great options. So it is hard to juggle. I mean, up to the last minute, I'm sure we all have different things we want to. How do we make it all fit? But I will likely do the four credit option. But as I said, TBD.
So you're both now in quarter six of the program, which is effectively the downhill side, right? And more than halfway through. How do you feel so far? Things going well?
I feel your description is perfect. I think I'm on the downhill side of this because I think the most difficult aspects of the program is behind us. I mean, the first part of the program is where you have to do what you mostly have to do what you're told to do. And I think I'm really excited about the next half of the program where I get a huge say in what I do. And I'm excited. There's a lot of interesting and causes across finance, across entrepreneurship, that I'm really, really excited, and some travel as well to Japan, Brazil, and other places that I'm really, really excited about and really looking forward to.
That's right. Quarter seven, you get your first elective, and then quarter nine and ten, you got electives. So you think you're going to do a Darden Worldwide course?
Yeah, I've already signed up for Japan, and I'm trying to do Brazil as well.
Nice.
How about you, Colin? How are you feeling? Admittedly, I'm asking this question on like this the Sunday at the end of a weekend residency. I'm sure both of you would like to go home, take a nap, do any number of other things other than be talking to me right now. Yeah. So how's it going?
I think it's going incredibly well. And I'll just add to the, again, agree with a lot of what TJ said. But I'd say I think the one of the best parts of where we are in the program, I do think we're kind of in a sweet spot. So we're not only shifting to the electives, and those are really exciting ones. We're also kind of taking the relationships with our classmates to the next level. Yeah. So spend the first year getting to know people. It's a large group. Yeah. I mean, we're at the point now, there's no unfamiliar faces, whether in Charlottesville or in Roslyn. We know what people's interests are. I mean, what do they do? I mean, we get met a lot of their families. And I think over the next year, we're really going to get an opportunity to spend even more quality time with these individuals. And I think that's really exciting.
Well said.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got prospective students listening to this. We've got incoming students, right? Members from our class of 2020 likely tuning in. I know you're nice enough to write a blog post that's been put up on our admitted student blog. So I know some of them are looking forward to connecting with you. What would you tell people who are, you know, thinking about Darden and considering where to go to business school? What would you highlight for them about the experience?
Amazing teaching experience. And that's coming from someone who has a CFA, you know, I have my major major in economics, but I've done these courses here, Darden, the economics, the finance, and I've learned so much more. It's sort of expanded my perspective, it's deepened my context. I am highly recommended. I mean, the teaching experience is absolutely number one for me, and also the cohorts that you're studying with. You know, it's not only bright people, but also people who are quite accomplished in various aspects of life. But much more important than that, people are very, very collaborative, you know, very collaborative, very professional, you know, very helpful. So it's been an amazing experience for me. I mean, I'll be lost for words, you know, describing how great this has been an experience for me.
I went to UVA as an undergraduate. So I no surprise, I knew Darden was very special, but it really has exceeded my expectations. And I think that advice to incoming students or prospective students, it's going to be an incredible 2 years. You're not going to be able to fit in everything that you want to do. That's the only really the bad part. I mean, you would love for this to kind of continue and to have, you wish you had more hours in a day. So I think for prospective students, it's a no brainer in my mind. I think that there's 120 some people in our program, and we all have different situations at home and different careers, and we've all found different ways to make it work, and we have a really broad support network. I know that's on top of people's minds, but it is certainly worth the investment of time and resources. And I'd say for incoming students, just to make sure you can maximize that investment and the time you have. I think the best advice is just to start now, start to get a foundation, spend lots of time with your friends and family. Yeah. And I think that it's just prepare yourself for a really great year and a half.
Well, Colin, Tisha, thank you so much for being here. It's great having you on the podcast. Good luck with the year ahead. It sounds like you got ambitious plans for the Executive Student Investment Fund. It's exciting to hear about all the things that you're working on. So I'd love to see one of these stock pitches.
Thanks, Brett.
All right. So that was my conversation with Colin Hood and Tisha Boy, two executive format students in our class of 2019 and leaders in our Executive Student Investment Fund. Of course, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, we're all ears. We always welcome your ideas. We can be reached via email at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA@darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.